climate conference could go into overtime.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Bill Radke. The clock is ticking at the UN Climate Change Conference in Copenhagen. It's the final scheduled day. Marketplace reporters have been there throughout. This morning, our coverage continues with the two crucial players, the U.S. and China, having met face-to-face. Marketplace's Stephen Beard joins us again live from Copenhagen. Hello, Stephen.
Hello, Bill.
You've been reporting on stalemates all morning long. Are you seeing any movement toward an agreement?
Well, some small signs of progress in the key negotiations, as you say, between China and the U.S. here. This is over the issue of accountability and transparency. Now, the Americans have been adamant that a new climate deal must have some mechanism for monitoring, for checking that countries are delivering the cuts and the curbs that they promise. The Chinese have always opposed this this monitoring, but Jake Schmidt of the National Resource Defense Council says there's been a compromise by the Chinese.
I think we saw China signal that they will look at their emissions data, they'll report it every 2 years, and there will be some international conversation about that. And I think that's the details are important for that, but that's kind of where they're at.
What the Chinese are particularly nervous about is a full-scale international system of monitoring with foreign inspectors coming into their factories, prying into their business, as they see it.
So if they do reach agreement, Stephen, would it be binding?
Not legally, no. We're not going to get a legally binding treaty here. We're going to get a political declaration, which could well form the basis for a treaty finalized next year. And the key question will be how firm, how solid will this declaration be, and how firm a foundation will it be?
And do you have any sense of how much longer the talks are going to go on?
Oh, who knows, Bill? Who knows? It looks as if it's going to last well into the night. There's even been talk of the leaders actually departing tomorrow morning and the negotiators staying on to tie up the loose ends over the weekend. We don't know, but it could be a long night.
Marketplace's Stephen Beard joining us live in Copenhagen. Thank you, Stephen.
Okay, Bill.
And be sure to join us for more coverage of the final day of the UN Climate Conference later today on Marketplace with Kai Rizdahl. A couple of tech notes this morning. A Paris court ruled that Google is breaking French law by digitizing books. The court handed out a $14,000 fine until Google gets rid of its database of literary extracts. And Twitter got hacked this morning. Traffic was redirected to another website where a group calling itself the Iranian Cyber Army claimed responsibility. Twitter says the problem's been fixed and it's looking into the hacking. On Wall Street, the S&P 500 and the Dow are both off a bit. The Dow's down 31 points. S&P pretty flat now. The Nasdaq, though, is jumping with the software company Oracle and the BlackBerry maker Research in Motion, both reporting earnings that beat expectations. The earnings reports came in late yesterday. Now Oracle shares are up 7% and Research in Motion is up 9%. European markets are up, they've turned slightly lower now this morning, and earlier today, Asian markets lost about 1%. And it's hard not to call this a sob story. General Motors said this morning it's goodbye to the Saab. The automaker was in talks to sell the brand to a Dutch company. Those talks appear to have collapsed. Marketplace's Jeremy Hobson has our story.
GM has been trying to slim down to its core and emerge as a viable company. It decided in January that Saab had to go and began looking for a buyer. Talks collapsed with a Swedish carmaker last month, and GM began wooing the Dutch company, Spyker. But this morning, those talks folded without a deal. GM's John Smith says it wasn't for lack of trying.
There's been no shortage of effort over the past 20 years to put Saab on long-term sustainable footing.
Auto industry consultant Joseph Philippi says the trouble is Saab just never sold enough cars. It was a niche brand that had loyal followers. There just weren't enough of them, he says.
At the end of the day, Spyker could not make a truly viable business case with their potential bankers.
GM's failure to sell Saab marks the second failed sell-off this year after Saturn. GM says it will continue to honor Saab customer warranties. In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Bank of America. working to meet the capital needs of qualified businesses and consumers. Learn more at bankofamerica.com/ahead. And is distributed by American Public Media. For information about underwriting this or other APM programs, such as Marketplace Money, visit americanpublicmedia.org.
Blue 3D humanoids are coming today. The movie Avatar opens in theaters. Can this movie turn a profit when it took at least $300 million to make? Marketplace's Jennifer Collins reports there's almost no way on earth it won't.
You're not in Kansas anymore. You're on Pandora.
Some estimates put the price tag for Avatar at $500 million. That would make it the most expensive movie of all time. Around $150 million went into marketing alone.
You could not be alive on much of planet Earth without knowing this thing is coming.
Robert Thompson is a professor of media and pop culture at Syracuse University. He says mega marketing efforts like these almost guarantee a mega opening.
It may turn out that the real artistic achievement of Avatar is the way that it was packaged, sold, and marketed.
But even if Avatar ultimately disappoints at the U.S. box office, it doesn't really matter, says Paul DeGarabedian of Hollywood.com.
The key to Avatar's success is its performance in the international arena.
DeGarabedian says the U.S. used to make up about half of a film's total box office revenue. Now, for big-budget movies like Avatar, it's only about a third. I'm Jennifer Collins for Marketplace.
Actress Gwyneth Paltrow is not in Avatar, but she could be in trouble. On her so-called lifestyle website, Goop, she raves about the La Mamounia Hotel in Marrakesh, Morocco. She was one of several celebrities who attended the hotel's reopening. Well, the LA Times points out the Federal Trade Commission now prohibits celebrities from making endorsements without disclosing what they get in return. So if Paltrow got so much as a free room or massage, she could potentially be fined up to $11,000. It's Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Bill Radke.
American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.